In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Kursanta Ebin, tomorrow will be the Palm Sunday, and our church considers that the Saturday of Lazarus is the beginning of the Holy Week. And it's strange why we have, if we think about, okay, the Holy Week will start by tomorrow, for example, afternoon or night. Why our church arrange to begin the Holy Week from Saturday of Lazarus Saturday. We will see during our discussion now that why we have to consider that this Saturday or today is the first day on in the Holy Week. Let's go through the story. In first, let's go through this story quickly of Lazarus in the morning, and what happened exactly. That Jesus said to the disciple, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps," and they didn't understand that what the meaning of sleep. Then he tried to explain again to them that he's dead. And Jesus, after four days. He decided to go to Lazarus. And Jesus stayed, I think, in Jerusalem. He tried to stay in the place that he was staying at. And he need only to prove he is God to all the people. That's why after 4 days, he decided to go to Lazarus. And the first meeting between Jesus and Martha, it's totally different. She opened a discussion between Jesus, and she said, "Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died." And Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again." Then she said again. Then she tried to open another discussion. "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Then Jesus again replied on him, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though that he may die, he shall live." Then he asked to meet Mary. The approach of Mary is totally different. This is the difference between Martha and Mary. Martha opened a discussion with God. He tried to ask again, "Okay, if you are here, I think he will never die." And he tried to reply and try to explain to her, "I am God, I am the Lord. He will be right," but she didn't understand. Mary, different approach. Mary was very sad. And when she met Jesus Christ, it's written here in St. John, she fell down at his feet. And she was weeping. This is only sometimes the way to discuss to God. When I have a problem, when I have any something, or I'm very sad from something. Sometimes I have no word to explain or to express my feeling. Only I fell down at his feet. And only I was weeping. I need only to cry to God. And the strange that the answer of Jesus Christ is what? Jesus wept. He couldn't support, he couldn't continue to open a discussion with Mary. He only when he so Mary, he wept. And this is also, we have to learn from Mary, that sometimes I have only to open a discussion with God, sometimes I have no word, then I have only to go and to fall down at his feet. And this after this, Jesus said, "Take away the stone. Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" And suddenly he said, "Lazarus, come forth." This is in the morning. And it's strange that why Jesus was waiting 4 days. The 4 days is symbolized to the four period of the Old Testament. If we open the Old Testament, we have four periods. First one is from Adam to Abraham. Then the second one from Abraham to David. The third one is from David to Babylonian captivity. And the fourth one from Babylonian captivity to Jesus. And what is symbolized for this? Why Jesus was waiting 4 days? And why Jesus wept? Jesus wept because he saw his creation. Now it's corrupted. The problem that when he was looking to his creation, he found that what he created before Adam, the first nature for Adam, now is corrupted. That's why he decided to go, to come again to the earth to complete his salvation. This is the problem. He wept because he found as a man, he found all the people was crying, weeping as a man. As God, his creation in the beginning of his creation, with his righteousness, the purity, everything was corrupted. That's why he wept. And this is a problem. That's why he found that everything now is corrupted. Everything is corrupted before his eyes. Everything now corrupted. That's why he wept. And after this, in the morning, the problem that today is not the day of Lazarus in the morning. It's mean this miracle was happened before 3 weeks ago. But why our church tried to, in the order, put the Saturday of Lazarus today morning? It's happened. It was happened from three weeks ago. There is a reason. First reason we have to know about this miracle. There is this miracle influence on three groups, different groups during this miracle. First of all, the disciples. The problem that if we look to after a week from now, we will find Jesus Christ on the cross, crucified. Go through the passion. The problem that it's too hard on the disciple who believe that or trust God, and they know very well he's God, he's a Lord, and now he's on the cross. It's too hard on them. That's why Jesus Christ tried to help them by before 3 weeks from his crucifixion, he wrote letters. And our church put also the this Saturday before the Holy Week to give the hope to the people. Don't worry. Only believe on God. He is Jesus Christ. By the end, we will find the joy. He will rise from the dead. This is one purpose for why we have Saturday of Lazarus today in the morning. The second group influence on this one, on this from this miracle, or the congregation and the people. If we are looking tomorrow, we're looking tomorrow morning, we'll find a lot of people. They sell like maybe 100,000 or more. There are a lot of people, and they follow Jesus Christ, and they said, "Hosanna, the Son of God, the Son of David." But why all these people said like this? Why they follow Jesus Christ, especially this day? This is, and why they are crying like this? Only that's why we have to know why the people follow Jesus Christ it according to this miracle. They saw Lazarus at first, and they saw how Jesus Christ did the miracle, and after that they follow him, and they were crying, Hosanna, the son of David. The second one, the second group. The third group, the leaders of the priests of Jews. From this day, especially after on the afternoon, because you know what, in the morning, okay, we have from 3 weeks ago, what happened? Okay, this is a miracle of Lazarus. After 3 weeks, they did like a celebration and a dinner for to Jesus and all the disciples, which has happened today, exactly today night, this night. And all Jews know very well that this is Lazarus, and they need to kill Jesus. Then during the Holy Week, now it's clear why they need to kill Jesus Christ, because they saw Lazarus, and they don't want that all the people follow the King of the Kingdom. And Caiaphas also said that we have to kill this man and instead of all the people. And he's a prophet, right? He is a lamb of God. Even Caiaphas said before that this is because he need to kill Jesus Christ, but it's a prophet. From the beginning, in Genesis 3, God asked Adam to offer a sacrifice, which is an animal, to cover or to clean the sins or instead of him. And also in Genesis 4, God asked Abel to offer a sacrifice as an animal. And again, Genesis 8, God asked Noah to offer another sacrifice. In Genesis 22, God tried to explain and clean something. The animal and the sacrifice will never clean all your sins. Then why? That's why he asked Abraham, please, offer your son Isaac. Only a man will come to complete the salvation. That's why Isaac is assembled to Jesus Christ. And from this event, God tried to explain to all the people, I will come. No one can clean your sins. To complete the salvation, I have to come. That's why. The second point why our church try to arrange and to put the order of why we have in the morning or this day the Saturday of Lazarus. We said before about Jesus wept and why Jesus wept, because he found that all his creation now it was corrupted, and he tried again to clean everything and to give the purity and the righteousness to the people. The third point is when we will find tomorrow and after or during the Holy Week Judas, it's different attitude. He tried to betray. And what happened? Why Judas now it's different? Why Judas now it's converted from maybe 180 point? Why? Because this day in the celebration, this day, today night, what happened exactly? It's written in St. John. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who would betray him, said, why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money bought. From this day, when he saw how what Mary did with the costly oil, and he need to sold all of everything for this oil and to take the 300 denarii. That's why he, from this day, he decide to betray. Then, if we go through the Holy Week, and we will find Judas betray. Now we know why you betray Jesus Christ. Why you need only 30 denarii. And you sold Jesus Christ. That's why we have the strange is that if we are looking today and night, you can imagine that if I'm going now to enter to the house of Lazarus, I smell a very good fragrance. One smell good fragrance, and this is the fragrance of Jesus Christ, and another one smell the same good fragrance and go to betray. It's totally different. One smell a good fragrance and said, Hosanna. Yes, he is Jesus Christ the Lord, our King. And another one smell the same fragrance, and from this time he decide to betray. It's totally different. And to know about, I will only for 1 minute or 2 minutes, sorry, I will describe, like I make a small resume about the Holy Week. Okay, you can imagine tomorrow morning we will see Jesus Christ as a King of the kings go and enter to Jerusalem as a king, and all the people was crying, Hosanna, the son of David, Hosanna in the highest. And it means that if I need to talk to God, I have sometimes to cry to him. I ask to help me. Then going to Monday morning, when I cry to God to help me, he will come and clean my heart as what he did. He cleaned the temple. And after he cleaned my heart, going to Tuesday, he will teach me as what he did before. He teach in the temple. He is a king, and I was crying to him to ask him to help me. The second day, he accept, and he come to me. Okay, I will clean your heart. I know that you have a lot of things make you far from me. Earthly things, I need to clean everything, to hear my voice. The third day, he teach me. Now I will teach you. Now I will help you. I will give you my word. On Wednesday, he only a warning. Take care. A warning. Maybe due to the sin, you betray me. Then I ask him, what I can do? I am a sinner. What I can do? Only the communion. You can take the communion on Thursday. Help you in all your life. Only the communion. And after you take the communion, you can continue your life. Even you have a lot of temptation or hard time, you can support and you can go in your life because you took yesterday on Thursday the communion, and you can pass through the Good Friday. And by the end, is a joy. I will meet him. This is only in a few minutes. What is the Holy Week, the order of the Holy Week? Again, Sunday, I will see the King of the kings, and I will cry to him, please help me. I need your help. Hosanna in the highest. Then after this, he will accept because I open my heart, and he will come to me to clean my heart on Monday, on Tuesday, he will teach me, he will give me everything. On Wednesday, only a warning. Take care, because maybe you will betray me, but it is due to the sin. But what I can do, I will take the communion to help me in all my life. And when I will take the communion, I can do everything. I can pass over all my life. Even I have temptation, a problem, anything. I can go through everything because I have the holy body and the precious blood in my heart. And finally, the end of the Holy Week, I will meet him, and he will give me joy. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Jefes marot enje efiot nem epshirin empi.
Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth and ever.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Irini Pasi.
أيها السيد الرب يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد وكلمة الأب الإله الذي قطع كل رباطات خطايانا من قبل الألام خلص المحيي الذي نفخ في وجه تلاميذ القديسين والسلطة قال لهم receive the Holy Spirit whose sins you remit are remitted to them and those which we retain shall be retained now also we ask and entreat your goodness all over mankind for your servants my father my brethren My weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and loose every bond of our sins. If we have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly or unto anguish of heart or indeed in word or from faint heartedness, the master who knows the weakness of men as a good and philanthropic can grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Barikn, Taherno, Halin, Halit, Sir Shabbat. لأن من خوف قومنا إلى إرادتك الصالحة لأنك لها مبارك نرسلك لفوق المجد والإكرام والعزة سجود ما بك تصار روح القدس لأن كل أن دهر دور أمين كيريال أمين الليلويا دوكسا باتري Sanat in Joseph, I have Urum Israel, Simon, Nainan, Yetim Sijan, Small Pier Christos, Penuti, Urun de Tiri, number 9 to Canin, some 9 to Canin, Canovan, and you will talk to Gombe, Unimbesman, and Amasha, and Amin. Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. وران محبة الله لا يبدأ بالكون نعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ونقل الصلاة المسيح شركة نوهبة تعطيت الروح قدس تكون مع جميع تدون فيكم
من أراد أن يمضي فليمضي بالسلام. سلام الرب يكون معكم.